Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:33. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. It is the 4th of July. Well, here in South Africa it is. In the United States, it's not quite there yet. Although, yeah, in New York, it is actually the 4th of July, but we're not going to be so picky about that. Joining us this morning to talk about the 4th of July, to talk about what it actually means, is Joel Pollack. He is the Senior Editor at Large and In-House Counsel at Breitbart News. Good morning. Thank you for joining us once again, or thank you for staying up to chat to us once again. I hope you're well.
Very well.
So the 4th of July 2025, how does that differ to the 4th of July 2024?
Well, as of the 4th of July 2025, the United States is 249 years old, and that means that the 250th year will begin. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump is president and has promised to create a spectacular spectacle, and there will be events throughout the year. So it's going to be a year of celebration for the United States, and it starts tomorrow.
You know what's incredible is there's been the sense that over the last, I'm not sure when it all started, but there was almost an embarrassment to celebrate the legacy of the United States, the history, the greatness of it. Why do you think that is?
Well, it depends who you ask. There was a recent poll by the Gallup polling company that showed that Republican Party voters had a fairly consistent rate of patriotism, supporting the country. It hovered around 90% through good times and bad, whereas those who voted for the Democratic Party had really fallen off over the last 25 mm-hmm. years, whereas they used to be up in the 80% range, now they've fallen off. So, you know, I think it's become fashionable on the left to say anti-American things, but the right side of the political spectrum has maintained a very healthy patriotism.
If I had to ask you, what does it mean to, what is greatness? You know, we're talking about making America great again. We might talk about the United States as this great nation. What is greatness?
Greatness is really about the spirit of a people, but it happens, I think, when you're part of a whole that is actually achieving things, and where there's a sense of unity that can overcome the ordinary divisions that aren't just common to human society, that are actually necessary for human society to thrive. And one gets the sense that Trump is aiming at that kind of greatness. The recent passage of legislation that he'll be signing on the 4th of July, which is called the One Big Beautiful Bill, that's actually the official title of the legislation, it is... In a sense, it's a huge victory for Trump. Aside from the substance of the bill, he had to make sure that he had the votes in Congress to pass it. And it really does show that when he puts his mind to something, he can achieve things through the legislative process, not just through executive orders. So he's emerging from this all with a sense of momentum and a sense of inspiration to do great things. And those things include not just securing the border, which is in itself a huge achievement requiring a lot of spending on a border wall and beefing up the immigration and customs enforcement and other agencies. But it also means things like reaching Mars, and it means things like creating what's called the Golden Dome of missile defense of the United States. So greatness really means achieving great things as a collective.
So the if I had to ask you, you're an immigrant. I mean, you've lived there most of your life. I think all your life, pretty much. I know you were born in South Africa, but you went to the States as a child, right?
Right, as an infant, in fact.
Okay. So, but you still see, especially because you went with immigrant parents, you still see the United States perhaps a little bit more objectively, because you see it through the eyes of somebody whose parents chose to go and live there. What do you love about the United States that isn't spoken about enough?
I think the United States is self-correcting. You know, when we fall off the wagon, so to speak, and we start doing things that are not in conformity with our values or our interests, it can go on for a certain amount of time, but then it usually is corrected. And it's corrected through our democratic systems, but it's also simply be corrected by the people themselves. And that's a unique aspect of American society. I view Trump as a sort of necessary corrective to some of the left-wing drift of our policies prior to Trump. And he emerged at the right time with the right ideas. And that's an example.
Right. So if I had to ask you, you're filling in a birthday card to the United States, what are you writing on it?
Well, I think I'd say that the United States has reestablished itself as a dominant world force with the recent conflict in Iran, destroying Iran's nuclear sites over the objections perhaps of some on the extreme left and extreme right, but that was very successful. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. economy is doing very well. I mean, for I don't know how many months in a row now, it has beaten expectations in terms of employment figures. I think The Economist expected 117,500 new jobs to be created, and I think in the end it was 147,000. And so I think that the ability of the United States to pick itself up and move on is really unique. And it's something that's very difficult to convey, but it is part of the culture here.
Absolutely incredible. Final question for you. If I had to, we were debating this earlier, if you had to pick one song that reflects that we should play on July 4th, on the 4th of July, what would it be?
Well, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA is played at Trump rallies, but before it was played at Trump rallies, it was played during fireworks displays on the 4th of July, especially after September 11th, 2001, that song carried the hopes of the nation for a long time. And then Trump brought it into his campaign, and Greenwood was very supportive. So it's possible that many people just simply view that song as a Trump song now. But
right.
You will hear that song at fireworks displays all across the United States.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to look out for that. We've got something else instead. We've got the typical Bruce Springsteen, but we kind of cheap that way. So we're going to go with that instead. So, but either way, Joel Pollack, thank you for chatting to us, for bringing us a little bit of that kind of perspective of what it means to be an American today, July 4th, 2025. I hope you have a fantastic day for you tomorrow, and that you are able to celebrate as you should. It is 6:41. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.